Another issue facing the lame duck Congress is how to keep the government running. The current budget resolution expires this weekend, and last night, one spending proposal was abandoned because of Republican objections.
Amid all this last-minute business before Christmas, some members of Congress are preparing to leave for good. We've been talking with some of them in exit interviews. Today, a 24-year veteran of the Senate who did not seek re-election, Republican Christopher Kit Bond of Missouri.
Senator Bond, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
And I'd like to start by hearing what you make of a very eventful moment in the Senate just last night. Some of your Republican colleagues prevailed against the big spending bill because of earmarks. You have been an incredibly successful appropriator. You're publicly proud of earmarks and other spending you've attached to bills. Was killing that bill a good move, a bad move, a sign of the times? What?
Unfortunately, they loaded up so many liberal policies in it that the bill was totally unacceptable. And so I told the Democratic leadership that I could not support it. We ought to go through the regular appropriations process. And where there are priorities in home state or home district, then members of Congress have the responsibility to decide where some of the already appropriated funds will be going. And I've seen in my years as governor and now as senator how many bad decisions the bureaucrats in Washington make when they don't have congressional guidance.
So what happens next for funding the government?
Well, we're going to have a short-term continuing resolution, which will keep the government open. And I hope the new Congress can come in and, with some common sense, make sure that we keep appropriated or discretionary spending under control, but provide it in the best possible places.
In your prepared remarks of farewell on the Senate floor, you wrote this. You wrote, "The successes that we've achieved during my time have always come because people were willing to reach across the aisle for the common good." You spoke of working together with several Democratic colleagues, and then you said, "So now, if my colleagues will permit a little parting advice from an old bull, work together, play nice." Is the Senate so different today from what it used to be that such advice needs saying?
After this past session, yes, that's clearly it. We had the most partisan Congress I've ever seen. The president pushed a far left-wing agenda, and my advice to Republicans who will be controlling the House is don't shut the Democrats out. Republicans were shut out in both the House and the Senate completely.
But what about all of those holds that individual Republican senators placed on things, including many, many nominations to the executive branch that are
waiting for
action?
Our job is to review those who are nominated, and when they are clearly not qualified for the job or have extreme liberal views, which some of them have had, then we exercise the rights that are given to us to deny cloture.
But blocking a nomination like that doesn't seem consistent with the notion of work together, be nice. It feels like if we disagree very strongly with someone you nominate, we'll do anything we can to prevent that person from having a fair hearing. When Democrats do that to very conservative nominees, I don't hear Republicans agreeing with it. Isn't that the very opposite of the ethic you're advising?
No, I think that's part of the problem. When a president tries to cram through something that is totally unacceptable, we have one way to make sure that he is not able to do that. That's the only way we can get the president's attention on some of these issues.
One of the issues hanging over the Senate is don't ask, don't tell. Would you vote for cloture so that that can proceed to a vote?
At this time, the American people have told Congress they just want to stop and go back home and start again on important issues like this. We had to keep the largest tax increase from going forward. I am very pleased the president compromised. We extended the unemployment contracts and we prevented the biggest tax increase in history. And now we have to make sure the government is funded. And then we should go home, take a deep breath, and the senators and congressmen who are going to be serving in the new Congress should come back and act on a lot of these very important and very sensitive issues.
But what I hear you saying, I mean, it sounds as though that's a long and courtly way of saying, no, you won't vote for cloture on this.
I don't want cloture on anything that isn't going to fund the government.
But you're in an interesting situation. You're not only a veteran senator who's leaving, but you're the father of a Marine officer who's done a couple of tours in Iraq. Is it something you've talked about on the merits of it? Is it something which you have an opinion?
We talked about the merits, and the Marines, those in combat, have some real issues with it. My son really believes that ultimately we've got to get away from any kind of discrimination, but there are real questions that have to be resolved about implementing it in wartime. So this is not the time to do it. We don't have time to go through all of the debates and the discussions to make sure whatever we do in this and any other areas.
And just to be clear, that includes the New START Treaty as well, the Arms Reduction
Treaty. I think the START Treaty needs a lot of debate. All of the members of Congress should be informed, and I look forward to an opportunity sometime this weekend to brief them on what I consider some very serious questions that need to be resolved.
So if it came to an up or down vote right now, you'd be a no vote.
Definitely not.
Senator Bond, Kit Bond, Republican of Missouri, thank you very much for talking.
Robert, thank you very much. Always a pleasure to talk with you and your friends on NPR.
Senator Kit Bond, one of a number of lawmakers we're talking with as they prepare to leave Congress.